been known as the Prema Heights, suggesting he'd also be killed the same way as Timol.
A Limpopo woman has been arrested for allegedly conspiring to murder her husband in Polokwane. The suspect allegedly paid three hitmen 50,000 rand to commit the act. The Hawks spokesperson Matimba Maluleke says she was arrested last night at her home.
Premeditated murder was filed and the suspect was arrested at a Polokwane home and expected to appear in the Polokwane Magistrates Court soon for conspiracy to commit murder. Investigation on the matter is still ongoing.
Health Minister Dr. William Kize says they have requested that the South African National Defence Force help detect any signs of the coronavirus at South African ports of entry. The World Health Organization has declared the virus a global emergency. Close to 100 cases have been reported in 18 other countries, but no deaths. Most cases have emerged in people who've traveled from the Chinese city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. Scientists across the globe are racing to develop a vaccine to help stem the outbreak of the virus, which causes a severe acute respiratory infection. Briefing the media at the NICD in Johannesburg, Mkhize says there are still no cases of the virus in South Africa.
Apart from digital thermal screeners, port health officials have also been provided with additional handheld thermometers to detect the temperature of any traveler arriving into the country. Screening is conducted in the ports of entry to early detect an ill traveler through temperature screening that is conducted in 36 points of entry utilizing non-invasive thermometers.
Your top story at midday. The new Eskom CEO, André de Ruyter, has warned of the likelihood of more load shedding in the future as the power utility works to fix the system and perform scheduled maintenance.
This is the best Rock PM show ever.
Forbes at 6.
Off of the ground. Just love the ground.
Oh, wait.